Blog
Hey,
Talk
what's going
Radio.
Down? It's all good in the hood. As we begin to do the things that's necessary, to do the things that is needed. For those of you who do not know who I am the renew or the risen, the raised up, that which was brought to you, gave out what I needed, those took it like vultures because they was in a survival mode. There's a lot of things that were not taught to you because they just simply did not know. When you call yourself black, that word is actually a political word, political from policy, policy from governing, governing from controlling. Those who were in authority, who created this language called language. They created this language like language so you would be able to choose that which was there to partake of unnatural way, style of living. So they created the word black, B-L-A-C-K, which would give you the same frequency, stimulation, vibrational tone, similar to block, the L-O-C-K. They would use the word B, or the letter B, as the word B, and use lack, L-A-C-K, which was lacking. They would use D and L-O-C-K as lock into this thought pattern that would not allow you to get out of it. You would be on the same line as white, but different degrees, different densities, different, what they call shade, different shades of color. Okay, so they created white, which means the double U or two U's, the doubling of the U would be a C, and it would be a U, and it would be a circle. So they would say, see you around, which means on another defined divine deaf nation or defined action. They would make themselves the W, the zero, the cipher, the original, in speech, in tones, in vibrational communication, and command. Thus they would say, we, or the W, the cipher, the circle, T-E, We, HOTE hat. So they would use words, commands, words of direction in the grand scheme of who you were to be called as you being called black. Now, there's many of you who fell for the hokey doke by those who got you and continue to use that method of survival to get others. This is what we now call, after 30 years of watching you develop your web of lies, untruths, and hypocritical communication toward those that you lust after, those you wanted to control, and those that you felt that you loved. But now is the time for the truth in its purest form, and the conduct and behavior of the righteous to disengage from those whose mouth, whose communication has proven that they cannot be with the righteous. Those who consider themselves to be truthful will now disengage from the rhetoric, from the lies that was told by what they call the spearhead of the three religions that came from Abraham. Those feel secure about their lifestyle and have connected themselves with the system of things, but are in denial in their presentation to their congregation. Those who have lied continuously now live that lie and will continue to live that lie, because that would keep them on a pedestal. Those who are able to submit themselves to the truth of the original Elohim, the original Elo, the supreme came in many times to help those out of the system of slavery. The first word that we were taught that was given unto those as a lifesaver to disengage from the lies that will be spoken of is appreciation. For those who have been under the order of other organizations and have sucked up those misinformed facts and have regurgitated them back to others so they can be in a status or position of authority, must now know that they have been lied to, and they have been instruments of lie, deceit, illness. because they cannot see that they have been pawns on the board used. Now, some of you pawns on the same board have risen in ranks by feeding the innocent more lies and deception, by you being materialistically rewarded and not even having a clue about what is real and what is not real. The things that you see, the things that you may want, was never the things that was qualified to release you from the tricks, from the traps of slavery. Appreciation must now be used, because if you were on Blog Talk for 5 years, 10 years, and those in the ITT, as far as those who set it up, gave you a platform to talk, and you still complain about what you don't have, things that are against you. You talk about the same people that helped you get your message across, but at the same time, you didn't give appreciation. So that's hypocritical. So you're considered to be a hypocrite. Those of you who say that they are black and didn't take the time to do the research of slavery in America, if you did the research and was truthful to yourself, without emotionally cutting out the facts that the slave's master's children or the slave owners at that particular time owned the blacks that submitted to their teaching, those who did not were dead. They left the planet. And those who submitted, they were tortured, they were stabbed, they were ridiculed, so many things. But the main thing is the blood. The sexual harassment, the sexual involvement, the sexuality of these people of Europe at the time, and still prevalent today, they did many things to the slaves, the children, the boys, the girls, the mamas, the daddies, the grandparents, the grandmothers, the aunties, the uncles. So they mixed their blood. So the people in America are not the blue-blooded Europe. They are a mixture of those who they say they hate because they're in denial, because they created a system of division. And those that they say that they hate, that claim to be black, be lacking the truth, has also divided themselves from the unification of natural and what has happened. And we're not saying that being a mixture is a good thing or a bad thing. That is the reality of what happened. But that's still the measurement of the physical plane. And those on the physical plane, energies on want. Now, when you look at the word want and you have the W or two U's, the double O of the U, two U's, W-A-N-T. The sound of the U is So if you got and A, you got or ain't. A, U-A-N-T is ain't. So those who want are those saying that they ain't in the natural to get to the spiritual. They're going to take the material matter, what matters to them for their body's sake and not their soul, because they have not identified them as being a living soul. They identify them from a geography, from a location on the planet. Say they're African or English or this or that. That's relevant to a certain degree of information pertaining to certain things they need for elevation. But others who lie and follow those of tradition, the word tradition from the word traitor. And the word traitor from those who lie. Traded a system that was unbecoming of nature, and they became conformed and become pawns on the board for a system of slavery. So the domino effect is embedded in the DNA of those who change their DNA by utilizing a way that was not written in the true writings called the scriptures, who didn't follow those who were assigned to them as prophets or prophets. As we continue this, stay strong, be alert, and don't be like those who are not truthful to you.